What's up? I know you guys are mad. I didn't post an episode last week. Shay didn't say anything last week in my absence. I know you're mad at us, but we're back. Well, I'm back. And I just need y'all to understand, I really don't like to half-ass shit. So if I really just can't produce an episode that makes sense, or if it's not in enough time for me to say something to Shay, y'all are just not gonna get an episode. And I know you're probably like, what the fuck happened? I'ma tell y'all. But I just wasn't in a place to be able to give you all worthy content. So I just didn't. I didn't. And then I thought I scheduled a post to go out explaining that, but I typed everything out, but I never set the schedule. So please forgive me. I know that you guys understand. I know that I pissed a few of y'all off because y'all was ready. But life happens. Things happen. Thank you all for your grace. No one was very, very upset. It was just like, sis, where's the episode? And I appreciate that. It lets me know that you guys actually look forward to our content. Before we get into what the fuck's been happening, I have to ask you all, how is everything going? What's happening in your world? I'm about to tell you what's happening in mine. So you might as well go ahead and tell me what's happening in yours. Text me, DM me, call me, send audio, write it in your journal. Whatever you do during this time, I want you to do it. So now that you all heard that beautiful introduction, I'm going to tell y'all what's been happening with me. I'm not going to tell y'all names. I'm not going to tell y'all who. I'm not going to go that in depth. Obviously, I'm going to have aliases because I have to name people, but I don't have to name people, if that makes sense. I know how some of y'all get when it comes to me. I know that this is something that's relatable for everyone. So I'm going to go ahead and warn you now. Go ahead and get your little wine, whatever it is that you need. If you're listening to this episode out loud and you're one of those people that react to things, prepare yourself, sis. Bro, if you don't want to have to start getting frustrated around people with your headphones in, maybe you should save it for later. But I'm about to tell y'all what's going on and what got me fucked up. Okay. The short version as to what happened is that your girl is over here heartbroken. I know y'all want the long version, so I'm gonna give it to y'all. Let me start off by saying, I have come to terms with the fact that outsiders are going to support me and push me and be there for me better than my family ever would. Not to say that my family doesn't love me and doesn't support me, but I can count on my hands on one single hand, outside of my immediate family, who's gonna answer the phone and run when I call. I can count on my hand, one single hand. We've only got 5 fingers, and it's less than 5. I don't have the best relationship with my family. I do have cousins that I love and adore that I will go to war for. Y'all know who y'all are, and y'all know who those cousins are. Y'all know I don't play about my cousins. My cousins are more siblings. My cousins that I don't play about, they're more like siblings to me than cousins. Love them to death. And I really just, I've come to the terms with, outsiders are always going to treat me better. Those handful of people, they're there, but the amount of outsiders that ride for me better than my family outnumbers the amount of family members that actually ride for me. And there are for a lot of different factors. One, some of them I didn't grow up around, so we're just now developing relationships as adults. Two, I don't fuck with some of them. And 3, I don't fuck with some of their parents. And if I don't fuck with your parent, I'm damn sure not fucking with you. 4, if you don't fuck with my mom, I don't fuck with you. Simple as that. Simple. That's what it comes out to be. So I'm okay. I've accepted the terms of which my family interacts with me and which I interact with them, I'm okay with it. I'm not pressed to be in anybody's face. I'm not pressed to have anybody in my face. The people that are here are the people that are here. They've served their purpose. Love them. You better not fuck with them. Love them. Oh, not the horn. Come on now. But anyways, so I have this one cousin who I'll go to jail behind. Like, I'll catch a charge in the quickness about this cousin. But I don't think it's the same. In fact, I know it's not the same. I ain't even gonna sit here in front. I know this cousin would not do this for me. And it was something that I've questioned over the course of us being adults. But recently, and when I say recently, I mean like since the summer of last year, where it really set with me that this person has one, no real idea of how certain things work in the real world. Two, they don't understand support and how it works. Three, they just really don't know me in the manner in which they try to like convey to myself and others. And I started like breaking away, slowly but surely distancing myself, putting, you know, different boundaries in place, because I had realized what it was. This cousin would rather win with outsiders than to win with their family. And I'm not bragging or nothing, but I'm a brag. I'm a force to be fucking reckoned with, bro. Like, I know this. I have great ideas. If I can't do nothing else, I can make me some money. I can make me some money. I can plan me a good ass event. I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not the best at what I do, but I know what I'm doing to be able to make a name for myself and to be able to make a way for myself. This person would share their like ideas with me, and I would put it into perspective. Like, all right, this is how we can get this off the ground. And I would throw it at her, and we would reconvene, and it would go nowhere. So, and again, these are things that I was able to identify and pick up on for a while, but it really wasn't something that I had to start taking into account until around the summer. And when I say the summer, I'm saying summer of 2023. There had been instances where we didn't see eye to eye. There was a time period where we didn't talk to each other, and things like that. But like, it wasn't in the same manner in which it was taking place starting in the summer. So I started distancing myself, asking God, help me, blah, blah, blah. I had felt as in my heart that I had given up on this person and just wanted to see what they was about to do. And then toward the end of the summer, it really seemed as if this person was really trying to make a difference, and change certain things. We would have certain conversations, and they would speak in a different manner in which they were before. When I would ask them what was going on with them, they would have different answers from before. So I was like, okay, this person is growing up finally. Like, they would reach out for support with certain things. I would be there to support them. And it was, I seen what I needed to see to be able to like start coming around a little bit more. So as time went on, I realized that some of the same behaviors were there. Like, hey sis, this is what I got going on. Oh, I can't make it tonight, but we could go tomorrow. Bitch, bye. Hey, I'm having a hard time with something. 6 hours later. Hey, sorry, I was doing blah, blah, blah. What's going on? And it was just like, I was pouring from an empty cup and still was making sure that you were full. And you are sitting here with a full cup of love and energy and great vibes and everything that I've fucking given you, and you don't even have it in you to fucking pour a droplet back in my fucking cup. Like, then we finally have a conversation about it, and this person brought it up, like, hey, like, this is what's going on with me. So again, I'm like, you know what, they're recognizing their behavior. I don't have to, you know, pinpoint it. They apologize for certain shit. They're telling me I'm trying to do better. I just, you know, sometimes it's easy to fall back into old habits, and I get it. But this time around, it just seemed different because they're able to pinpoint things before I'm able to pinpoint them, and they're moving accordingly. This person was apologizing for things and changing their behavior. It wasn't like they were apologizing for the same thing, because I know y'all would come for me and be like, man, if she apologized for this on Monday and did it again on Thursday, would you apologize? Like, it was just like, you know what, I see this person really trying. And I was trying with this person. I had been hard on them. And a lot of, if you're connected with me and we sit down often and have certain conversations, I'm very hard on people. And I had to like loosen up a little bit because everybody's not me. Everybody does need support, but not in the manner in which I need it and not in the manner in which I love and accept it. So I just had to fall the fuck back. I corrected myself. 2024 comes, and again, it's seeming like this person is doing what they gotta do. And around March is when I really start fucking questioning shit, because I had my event. This person texting me, telling me, oh, I want to get a ticket, but my money's not right, blah, blah, blah. So this person is expressing to me that they feel as though they need to be at this event because of what they're going through. And I obviously already knew what they were going through, but for them to express it and try to like fight and be there, but the thing that was keeping them away was money. I was just like, yo, I got your ticket, bro. Free entry on me. Don't even worry about it. I paid my own $20 to make sure that this person was at my own fucking event. Didn't show up. Go on social media. This motherfucker had the time of their life at a party. Alright, cool. Slap in the face. Let the shit rock. Time comes on. They're going out of their way to accommodate me in different ways. Like, hey, how's work going? Oh, work is crazy. Oh, I found this sticky note pad. I know you like sticky notes. Like, it was little things that they were doing that they have never done before that made me feel like, you know what? This person is really trying. And I gave them the benefit of the fucking doubt. Now, y'all see on social media, I don't be wilding. And if I do be wilding, it's when I go out with my girls. Like, and we don't even be wilding. We just be having a good time. But I really don't be bothering nobody. I may talk about somebody's wig, but I don't bother nobody. Like, I really just be chilling. I be with my friends trying to rap. We know that we are not rappers. We will stick to our 9-to-5s. But it just be fun trying. We be talking about the things that we want to do. Like, bro, me and Alicia didn't have... We have a whole fucking image of what we... image in our head of what we want our houses to look like. And how we gonna send our kids to each other's house. Me and Bri already got dames out for our children. And they gonna come to Auntie Nye's house. And the kids gonna play at Auntie Nye's house while the adults is at Bree's house doing, like, this is what we do. Even when we're sober and drunk, like, this is the dumb shit that we do. We be sitting around laughing at theories and shit. We really don't bother nobody. There's no reason for us to have an enemy because we really don't. I mean, if the enemies that we do have, they're probably mad because at certain places we don't have to wait in line. We cut the line all the time and we get priority service on shit. That's probably why they hate us. But they have no real reason to hate us. We don't be in drama. Like, we don't put each other in drama. And if there is drama, it's between us and one person. Like, our friends groups aren't affected by this shit. And the most drama that my friends and I could say this with, like, sincerity, the most drama that, like, my core group of friends have is we cheated on our fucking hairstylist, nail techs, and lash techs. Like, that's the, like, that's the most. We may have some man issues, but it's not, like, it's not our men pulling up to grill too with a fucking attitude or nothing. We're not getting dragged out of parties. It's private shit. It's private business. Like, we're not out there like that. I'm not an out there person like that. People can say they see me at Grill 2 every weekend. You can say you see me at Pinstripes every day during the week. But you really can't say much about me than that. That girl go to work, go to get some food, and go home. That's all I do. That's all I do. So, as the time has gone on since March, like, I'm noticing I'm getting put in odd positions. Now, before, I would get put in odd positions in different type of circumstances. But this shit that happened recently was just a no-go for me. And I'm not gonna tell y'all the details of that shit, but I sat with this person and nursed them back to life. Like, actually wiped tears from their eyes. Fought a battle. Had my businesses and things, like, being affected by their dirty work and their dirty business, thinking that this person finally got it through their head that, like, I have to be careful of the company that they keep. This person sat with me and Alicia. Y'all, if you've ever sat with me and Alicia, y'all know that me and Alicia will come up with the craziest business ideas that we can think of. Like, we about to open a whole private investigative business through a strip club. Bro, come on now. Like, oh, that's all we do is sit there and talk business. Imaginary businesses, but still great business plans. This person sits there and told us that the person that they're doing, the people that they're doing business with, they can't trust. Like, really just throwing shit on the table for us. We are nursing this person back to life. Do all of this just to get betrayed by this person again. And I'm at my wit's end with it. I'm done. It really hurt me because I put a lot of time, effort, and energy with this person that went completely unmatched. And any other time when we have our disagreements and things like that, I mute them on social media. I mute their text messages and everything. Now, this time I had to remove them. And my prayer is always, God, reveal it to me. Reveal it to me, God. I diligently pray that prayer. Like, God, show me who is for me. Remove them from my life if they are not. Like, almost like that. I think I seen it on Instagram or Facebook, and it was like, I asked God to remove the front two teeth of my enemy. Like, that type shit. God, show me who is not for me. And let me tell you how I found out that this person wasn't for me. Now, y'all know, Auntie be going to bed early. This particular day, I didn't go to bed early. I went to sleep pretty late. But for some reason, I woke up in the middle of the night. Now, typically when I wake up in the middle of the night, it is to use the bathroom and get a snack. I know that sounds very big back to me, but I have to tell the truth. I wake up in the middle of the night to get a snack and, you know, use the bathroom and shit like that. And I typically get back in bed and go right back to sleep. I couldn't. Couldn't sleep. And my grandmother is old school, and I'm surrounded by a bunch of church people growing up and as an adult. So automatically, when you can't sleep in the middle of the night, that's God wanting you to talk to him. So I'm praying. I'm snot nose praying at this point, because I just like, God, give me the strength to continue to go on with this will that you have for my life. I appreciate the favor that, and thank you for the favor that you have on my life. Thank you for all these open doors. I am about to start speaking in tongues, talking to the Lord. Like, an hour goes by after me talking to Jesus. And I'm like, let me write in my little journal. Wrote in my journal, declaring the same things for myself. I am one of those people, when I have an idea, when I have a thought, when I want things to happen for my life, I pray about it, I write it down, I do the work. So, sitting here. Now it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to be up and out the door for work at 7:30. So, I'm just starting to slowly but surely prepare myself for work. And I'm realizing, like, I didn't have much to do to prepare for work. Like, typically I have a lot to do in the morning. Not a lot, but like, I wake up, I have to pick out an outfit, I gotta pack my bag if I'm gonna switch them or not, figure out, you know, how I want my day to flow, if I'm gonna stop for breakfast before I get on the train or after I get on the train. Here comes the sirens. Please hold. Leave it to Bridgeport to have sirens in the middle of my episode. But I don't mind. And I will never edit them out. I don't think I ever want to edit this podcast. But back to the topic at hand. But the night before, I had surprisingly picked out my clothes for work when I woke up that, you know, I didn't want to change my outfit. I had stuck to it. I had already written in my journal like I had already planned to do. The night before, I had already planned for work. It was almost as if, like, almost as if I was set up to see the shit that I see. I typically don't go through people's stories early in the morning because I want to be able to really be at peace with myself in the morning. So if I throw something on Instagram early in the morning, it's probably because I was scrolling on my timeline and seeing like a cute little quote or something. but I never go through stories, and I just start going through stories, and shit just started being revealed to me, and I'm going down a rabbit hole of all these revelations and seeing what I'm seeing, and I was pissed off. I was hurt. I tap into one of my friends, telling them what I saw. They're confirming everything for me. Like, damn. This is it. Like, this is it popped in my head so calmly. Like, this is it. Like, it was really God telling me, like, this was the revelation your ass asked for. Like, this is the sign that you asked me for. This is it. Like, you've been praying to me about this person since November, and when you really, like, disciplined yourself, and this is it, sis. Like, this is it. It was so calm. It was so sweet. There was nothing confusing about it. And I just had to write out my message, tears in my eyes and all, and just end everything. And it hurt, because this person is my cousin. Love her to death, bro. Like, there's not a thing in this world that I wouldn't do to make sure that girl was good and taken care of. But I'm at a place where I can't accept the half-assness anymore in my life. I don't half-ass with my podcast. I don't half-ass with my work. I don't half-ass with my friends and any relationship that I have. So I shouldn't be accepting half-assness from anybody. We don't do bare minimum. Even on the days where I could only give bare minimum, I still push and give a little bit more than that. I don't deserve anyone who's just gonna play in my face. And I had for weeks been saying, like, I'm so tired of people playing in my face. Like, it's pissing me off. And all this was thrown in my lap. The first day I had to, like, this happened on a Friday. Friday I had to go to work and, in a sense, play it cool. Everybody's like, oh, hey, good morning now, you good? Yeah, I'm like, and they was telling me too, like, you are not okay, but we're gonna take that. And I just was like, yeah, like, it's something that's bigger than all of us. I'm gonna be good. My friends and it was friends that I hadn't talked to for a few days. I just got this weird feeling, sis, you good? And I was just like, when I'm ready to talk about it with y'all, I will talk about it. And it's like, you know, it's like when you break up with a person, everything that reminds you of them be sitting in your fucking face. That's what it was. That's what the first day of all this was. And I was just like, fuck it. Saturday, I'm home. People calling me like, oh, you and so-and-so gonna do blah, blah, blah today. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Like, staying in the crib. And I don't want to say that there's just one person that I run to when I need, like, a safe space. But the one person that I really needed in that point in time was the person that I cut off. And I was just like, fuck, like, I'm screwed, bro. Like, I really just gotta nurse myself back to life. And then I'm going through the remainder of my day and the weekend up until now. Like, really, like, I feel so much lighter. I feel better because I don't have to deal with the bullshit that I was dealing with before. I know for a fact that this person never viewed me in the manner in which I viewed them. And that's on them. This person, and I don't want to say that this person didn't care about me. They just had a fucked up way of showing it. But I also had to sit here and realize, like, I'm asking you to show up for me in a manner in which you can't even fucking show up for yourself. So that was dumb of me to do. Like, really taking it into accountability, like, where I was fucking up. Because I'm thinking that because me and this person are so locked in because of the bond and the title that they have with me, that they was really looking out, and they couldn't. Like, you half-assed it with me, and you really half-assed it with yourself. And I'm watching you half-assed it with yourself and expecting more. How dumb could you be, Naomi? Like, I don't need that unnecessary drama in my life. I don't. I don't need people who are going to promise me that they're going to support me and promise that they're going to be there when I look up and they're not there. And this person knows how my father treated me and how heartbroken I was over certain things that I missed out on as a kid. And, like, that's what makes it the ultimate betrayal, because I sat with you and I told you what fucking hurt me, and you're doing the same fucking thing. And it hurts, y'all. So when Monday came, well, Sunday really is when I do all my content stuff. Sunday comes and I'm sitting here with myself, and I want to say I started recording an episode like 7 times, and I was like, I gotta put this shit behind me. I can't talk about it on the podcast. I can't. And I was just like, you know, maybe I'm not ready to talk about it yet. Let's talk about something else. And I have a, like I've said to y'all in the past, I have a notebook of things and topics that I do research on and that I want to address and, you know, things I want to talk about. So I'm going through my notebook, and that's what made me keep recording, because I went through so many topics and I'm listening back to what I was saying. I didn't sound happy. You could tell that I was crying, and I'm like, I'm not about to half-ass this with these people. Like, not that y'all have to pay for anything, because y'all don't. Well, I don't know if you do or don't, but like, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, I know it's just an app on your phone, you don't have to pay for it. Spotify, depending on the Spotify account that you have, like, you don't have to pay for it if it's the free one. But I don't want to have that's nothing with people that's been rocking with me. Like, y'all tune in every week. The numbers show me who's, like, I don't know who is who, but the numbers show me that y'all pulling up on me every week. I y'all deserve so much more than what I was able to give y'all last week. And that's why I saved it. I was going back and forth with myself on whether or not I was going to tell y'all what was going on with me or not. But I was like, you know what? We've been transparent. And that's why y'all trust me. That's why y'all tune back in every week. That's why when we have events, y'all come to the events and cry. Like, because we have those transparent moments with each other. Friend, family, brother, daughter, sister, whoever you are, whatever role I play in your life, if you cutting me off does you some good, cut me off. If you feel like having a conversation with me to say that I'm not showing up in a manner in which you need me to do, have the conversation, put a time limit to shit, and cut me the fuck off. Get me out of your life. And I'm saying that with someone who's feeling what I'm feeling right now. Like, if I would have just cut her off and left her alone when I was saying that I was, I wouldn't be as hurt as I am. And I'm not at all, like, trying to make it seem like it's all my fault, but it's not all her fault either. I seen the signs. I should have just seen things for what they were instead of trying to give people the benefit of the doubt all the time. But we've done crossed this bridge. That chapter is closed, and I'm gonna leave it closed. I don't want to. And people that I've talked to about the situation, they're telling me that I'm feeling like this right now because of how fresh the situation is. And I don't think that this is it. I really don't want anything to do with that person anymore. I'm done. There's nothing that she can ever say or do that would make me believe anything that comes out of her mouth, because the extent that she went to betray me lets me know that you sat here and you thought about this. And if you could think to betray the one person that shows up for you time and time again in different aspects of life, if you could sit there and plan this shit out, there's no way that I'm gonna sit back at the table with you at all. And to really tell y'all how I'm feeling, like, I've just laid it all off for y'all. But I feel like if I see this person, I'ma swing on them. And I'm not one of those people. So that's why I know that you have disturbed my energy beyond repair. And I just need to let you be where you at. And I'ma stay in my corner and do what I'm doing. And just live the blessed life that I have been living. Because once I feel like I gotta put hands on somebody, that's not good. And I'm proud of myself and my growth and me being able to recognize that I got something to lose. Because if this was 17-year-old Naomi, 17-year-old Naomi would have been on her side of town, banging at the door, causing a ruckus. But there is growth. Thank God for growth. Thank God for growth. I want to thank God for, like I said, thank God for growth. I want to thank God for being able to put me around people that I don't have to question. And that their intentions are pure. I'm grateful of everybody that is in my village and in my support system. For the people in the last few weeks that have sat with me and really helped me see what this situation was for what it was, I appreciate you. And I can say that out of the handful of people that I've spoken to, I haven't spoken to anyone really. I don't want to say anyone, but I haven't really spoken to too many people. I want to say maybe 3 or 4 people about the situation outside of the people who were involved in it. Every last one of them sat and listened to what I had to say. And this is how you know you are surrounded by good people. Everyone sat there and listened to what I had to say. When I started crying, and I'm not a crier, so I know when I started crying, those people were hurt watching me hurt. Not one of them fed into her bullshit. Now, one of them said, go fight her. Not one of them said, cuss her out. Nothing. When I showed them what I had to say, they said, you voiced it very well. You worded it very well. Your point was there. Move on. Move on. You didn't cause a scene. You said what you had to say. Move on. And if there are people, if you have people in your life that you consider a support system, and when you come into situations of betrayal, if the first thing that they tell you to do is to go and ruin a person's life and ruin a person's reputation, they are not good people for you. And you need to reconsider who you're venting to and who you got supporting you, because that is no bueno. So I appreciate my support system. I appreciate y'all for listening every week. And hopefully we're going to... Well, I don't even want to say hopefully. I know that I'm going to bounce back from this. I'm just a little sad because, you know, it's a form of betrayal. But we got this, y'all. I'm going to bounce back like I always do. And when I bounce back, I'm going to be better. I know that I'm going to be better. I'm already great. I'm just going to keep getting greater as time goes on. But I appreciate everybody. I love y'all. And if you're not doing right by people and you know you're not living to a standard that matches somebody's life, get the fuck out of there. Don't be smiling in these people's faces and making them seem like you're doing what you got to do and then you're really not. Like, everybody in these types of situations got to be held responsible. When a person shows you exactly who they are, believe them. And when you see that you're not matching up to what somebody needs you to be, leave. I listen to so many different podcasts over the last few days, and that's the message that I keep getting from all of this. Podcasts, books, TD Jakes. Y'all listen to who y'all got to listen to and get y'all word and get a relationship with God. Because if I didn't have a relationship with God, I'm telling y'all, I would have fought that girl. It is not to say that Christians don't fight. And it's not to say that saved people don't fight. But if I didn't have a relationship with God, I wouldn't be able to hear his voice for what it was. And that's all I got to say. I'll talk to y'all next week.